On this, the third day of our discussion, Richie Davidson's review of the role of the brain in destructive emotions energized a turn toward the practical, as the group saw the genesis of a program to help people not only overcome destructive emotions, but also cultivate positive ones. This proved to be a decisive turning point in our meeting. Richie and I go back to the moment in 1972 when, in his first class as a graduate student at Harvard, he happened to take the seat next to me. I had just returned from 15 months of study in India on a Harvard pre-doctoral traveling fellowship, focusing on meditation and traditional Asian psychologies. While we were both at Harvard, Richie and I co-authored a scholarly article that would be an early harbinger of the ideas he would later pursue in terms of brain plasticity and emotions. At the University of Wisconsin, the scientific climate was very open to his research interests. With the help of the university, Richie raised $10 million to build a laboratory where he could pursue research with collaborators ranging from neuroscientists to physicists. He is currently director of the Laboratory for Affective Neuroscience and the W.M. Keck Laboratory for Functional Brain Imaging and Behavior, one of the few laboratories in the world that focuses on studies of emotion and the brain. At Wisconsin, he holds professorships both in the medical school and in the psychology department. Richie seemed relaxed as he took the presenter's seat. This morning, he said, I would like to review three major points. The first point covers some of the brain mechanisms that underlie emotion and the regulation of emotion and considers some of their evolutionary origins. Next, I would like to cover some issues that are central to a neuroscientific understanding of afflictive emotional states. Third, I will raise some facts and theories regarding three of the major afflictive emotional states: anger, aggression, and fear as one cluster, craving as a second, and delusion or ignorance as the third.